Whoops. Yep, that's on. Lord, we just come before you. Father, because we want to seek you, to know you, to hear you, to proclaim you. We give you the glory and the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. What a song to lead us into the Easter season. Next week is Palm Sunday. The week after that is Easter. To get our focus on what has happened, what he has done. Last time I spoke about Cyrus and how God raised him up and how God does what he pleases to bring about salvation of people. Because the only thing that is separating us from the pit of hell is Christ alone. Because we deserve hell. I don't care how good you are, what all of you done, we deserve hell. Because we told God to back off and do it our way. But thank God for Christ. Christ alone. That has brought us into redemption, that has brought us into relationship, has brought us home and made us part of God's family. Amen. Amen to that. Not sure why this came up this week. Not sure why I'm speaking on it. A lot of it may be to the fact of what we're going to be going through as a body, as a church, as the church in general throughout the world. I don't know. But God impressed on me this week on 1 John and throughout the whole Bible, testing the spirits. What is of God? What is not of God? Because the grave is done. We have got our victory through Christ. But what better way? Satan has lost that battle. But what better way is to fight our minds, our hearts, and our souls so we no longer put Christ where he belongs and we start worshiping things that are not of God. So scripture from Matthew 7, Christ saying, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." 1 John 4:1-6. "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone into the world." False prophets. It's scary in some ways. Do we believe things that we shouldn't? Or do we believe what is of truth? Do we have that buckle of belt of truth around our waist that says this is what God has said, this is the truth? Because there are many truths, and we can get whacked up so easily with what we believe. But 1 John 4 brings it back around. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, is now already in the world. It's getting the focus off of Christ himself. Jonathan Edwards looked into this many years ago. He was one of the big reasons for the Great Awakening before the Revolutionary War. Revivals breaking out in the United States or in the colonies, the 13 colonies. Weird things were happening. Quote, speaking in tongues, falling over, quaking, groaning. all kinds of spiritual, all kinds of fleshly, I put both of those in there, signs. And he had to wrestle with this. He had to dig into it. Especially since some of his sermons were the ones that caused the whole thing to start. What is of God? What is not of God? They had those that saying all this great awakening was of Satan, was wrong, was not part of what God had planned. Others saying that this is the great sign. Great signs have been seen. God is moving in our midst. What is truth? What is not truth? Because it does say, you know, in 1 Thessalonians, do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. There is a role for those. But test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. As things come up to us, we are going to get good. We are going to get bad. But what's it boil down to? Test the spirits. I think one of the first things you have to look at in any kind of movement, and I praise God for the church we are and the supremacy they put on Christ and the reality of who Christ is. That Christ is God. That Christ is God that came in the flesh. That Christ died on the cross and rose again. And the man of Christ died. He died. They weren't separate. He wasn't a sibling of Lucifer. That's the fearful part. To have Christ where he belongs, and our church does a good job about that. Mormons believe that Christ is actually Lucifer's brother. And if you dig down into what they're really truly saying, they deny Christ's divinity. Others say that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit cannot be one individual. They have to be separate, dualism or whatever it's called. You got to look and see that Christ is who the Bible says Christ is. That's the biggest part of it all. We have the Spirit of God. What is the purpose of the Spirit? I think this is the things that sometimes we get confused on. The purpose of the Holy Spirit. Is it to see the miraculous? Is it to see signs and wonders? We desire those things. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit is so that we know who Christ is, that He directs our thoughts, our mind to Christ. We seek Christ. The Holy Spirit's let us find Christ. We don't seek the Holy Spirit. We seek Christ, and the Holy Spirit is given to us to find Him. When we say yes to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into us. And He starts that progression of an unbridled, unredemptive person and brings us to look more and more like Christ. He brings us things so that others can see Christ. We talk about words of knowledge and those type of things, healings. It's all so that others can see Christ and Christ alone. It is not about wonderful signs. It's about showing Christ and Christ alone. Because Satan wants to change everything around and make it about everything. So what I loved about Jonathan Edwards is he says that these speakings in tongues, these wailing, these gnashing, all these physical effects of these revival meetings, these songs that are played, he even said, is it frenzy from just the beat of the music pretty much? Because that is a thing. Psychologically, we go into frenzies. Is it a sign of God's Spirit? Is it a sign of revival? His answer was no. It is not a sign of revival, but it's also not a sign that it's not a revival. It is just an action. Every one of us is made emotionally, physically different. And when we get charged emotionally, if God can touch us, it may show up one way in one person, another person may get solemn and want to go hide in a corner, another one may want to dance. It is not a sign of God working or not working. We don't base it on that. We rejoice that it may be occurring and going, is that God? But what's the major thing? You look for the fruits. You will know them by their fruits. And what is the fruits? That Christ alone is glorified, that Christ alone is preached. Nothing about having everything we desire in this world. We don't want this world. We want Christ in the next world. It's not all about healing either. Yes, we want healed. But true healing comes when we cross that border, that what they call Rainbow Bridge and the dogs, and we enter His presence. That's healing. Our life is no longer in this world of struggles. We want all these things. I want to see these things, but I want to keep my basis on Christ. How do we know when the Spirit is moving? Jesus is honored above all else. We look to Jesus. It's Christ alone. There is a building in our minds and our hearts of our sins, of the things that we are holding on to, of the things that we have put before Christ, of the things that Satan has grabbed a hold of us. There is a awareness of them, a repentance of that, a desire to drop those things and follow Christ alone. There is a desire in our hearts to know the Word, to dig into the Word, to know the Word so that we may know truth, which is Christ and Christ alone. And out of that becomes a love for God and a love for others that they may know Christ as well. The Holy Spirit, that's the purpose. To illuminate us, to seek Christ, to know Christ, to love Christ, and to test the spirits, see if they are of God or not. I think last night Chris talked about listening to a person, and the first few words was against his theology and he shut it off. But then he listened. Because if something's running us the wrong way, maybe we should listen. It may not change our hearts. It may not change our minds. But it may also. Because if we have something held up higher than Christ, and we hear something, now I'm not saying somebody says Christ is not God or anything like that, but something that we're holding on to, and it rubs us the wrong way, does that mean that we're holding on to it? That it is not of God? Doesn't mean that it's wrong, but I think it means test the spirits. I think it means listen to those. I think it means digging, wrestling with God, and trying to find out. Because we have that freedom. Because we are His children, and that's what's cool. The children wrestle with their parents to try to figure out this world. We can wrestle with God to try to figure out this world as long as we keep God in the proper perspective. That we are thankful, that we are grateful, that we are in love with His grace, His mercy, His kindness that He has given us in Christ and Christ alone. I think Paul does it well. He says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide, how long, how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness, the full measure of God himself." It's all about Christ. These next 2 weeks, going up through Good Friday, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter, it's all about Christ and what he has done for us. Everything else is superlative. It's just there. For our enjoyment, yes, enjoy it, revel in it, but remember, it's Christ and Christ alone. Father, we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We stand in awe that you've rescued us from the pit of hell through Christ, that your love, which surpasses all understanding, which we do not understand, has rescued us from that. And whether we sing hymns or songs or pray loudly or pray quietly, Father, it doesn't matter. It's about you. It's about seeking, desiring, wanting, being with you and you alone. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, remember that. This Easter season, remember. Fall in love with Christ again. Fall in love with what he did. Seek him and him alone. Amen.